Country. We're going to stay with that theme of the economy. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Kenneth Creamer, Senior Lecturer at Wits School of Economics and Finance. Thank you, Dr. Creamer, for staying with us. I appreciate your time. Just to get your, you know, I don't know that it was realistic to really expect the president to say a whole lot more, and especially given the context of this particular State of the Nation address, in terms of any major announcement relating to the economy and so on and so forth. I mean, I think most people would have wanted to hear more on what government plans to do to aid the state-owned enterprises, because Any plans to try and strengthen the economy or build the economy cannot happen with the current challenges that we have there with Eskom and Transnet and so on.
Hey, hi, Tabi. So, long time no see. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm suffering from two late nights. First, it was the Bafana, and then it was the Sona. Yes. And now you've got me up early in the morning.
So, thank you for waking up.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, your question is a good one, because the speech was very long anyway. You know, how much more he could have added in terms of the detail.
Yeah.
But in that, if you listen carefully on the economy, I think the president signaled very clearly that he is going to continue implementing his quite radical reforms that he's undertaking in the energy space, the electricity space. Once in a generation, reforms are taking place there, where we're moving from a monopoly Eskom to a much more modern electricity sector. It's extremely painful. I think we're very disappointed that even the latest RFP is indicating it's going to take a few more years to get over this load shedding. But hopefully he's right that we're beyond the worst. We can only hope so. And that all of these reforms of fixing Eskom, restructuring Eskom, as well as allowing space for private investment in solar panels, possibly even the grid he indicated last night, will just mean that the balance sheets, not just of the government, but the capacity, the brains, the balance sheets of the government, Eskom, and foreign and domestic businesses can help to solve that problem. So I think if you listen carefully, it is a kind of trademark of the Ramaphosa presidency that he is slowly, unfortunately, but surely, you know, transforming this electricity sector in the only way that can be done, as they implement the Energy Action Plan and other things. But to be so, you know, as an economist, I look very closely at one particular data point for South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affects all the others, and that's the level of investment in the economy. You know,
right.
So, you know, investment during the early days of 1994, the Democratic government inherited a country that people were not investing in. You know, they lost faith in the future. And we saw investment rise to about 25% of GDP, which is pretty high. You know, the Chinese might take it to 30%, but 25% of GDP, it meant we were investing in our future. And the jobs, the unemployment, everything is linked to that. If you're not investing in your future, you know, you're not going to have opportunities for people. Unfortunately, since the global crisis, since the state capture, since COVID, it totally collapsed. You know, our investment in the economy fell to about 14%, which is just, it's hardly maintaining the infrastructure. That's why we're seeing the decay all around us. You know, the infrastructure decay, you're not investing enough in keeping the economy, never mind for the future, but just keeping it going in the present.
So
I think that would be the key thing for us to watch. Can these reforms that the president is pushing for in electricity and other areas, can they begin to build the confidence, lift that investment of getting it back to 25% will be made up of government investment, state-owned enterprise investment, and private sector investment. And I think that's the target we should be watching.
So that said, and just picking up on that point that you're making about investment in the economy, the president did, of course, trumpet the investment that has been raised through, you know, he spoke of the 1.5 trillion in new investment commitments through the five South African investment conferences, of which over 500 billion, as he said, has already flowed into the economy. Are we seeing that? Are we feeling that in the economy?
Yes, you're right. He has, again, it has been one of the objectives of this term of presidency of Ramaphosa to try and mobilize that investment. A lot of it is still at the pledge stage, you know, and, you know, at 1.5 trillion, we need to see the tire hitting the road, whether it's Amazon doing investments in this economy, whether it's 5G, you know, they've finally unlocked this blockage to the 5G by auctioning the spectrum. There's so many blockages that have to be removed, but so there is a pledge to that. But the unfortunate reality is that due to, like, the failing state capacity, the weaknesses that we've had, the weaknesses in growth. Business is attracted to growth. Domestic BE business, domestic business, global business, they're attracted to growth because if there's growth in the economy, then there's more profits to be made. So we need to convert those pledges. The 1.5 trillion, if you do the sums, I think our economy is worth about 6 trillion. You divide by 4, that's 1.5. That's what you need to get the 25%. But that he's talking about over a longer period. Not every year we need that 25% investment to create the jobs. We are creating jobs. Our employment is now up at 16.7 million, which is higher than it has been. But as the president reflected in the Sona, we are creating jobs, but not at the pace of new people coming into the market. So you have this paradoxical situation where you're creating jobs, but unemployment is rising at the same time. So that's why you have to lift investment. It's through investment that you will be able to catch up, close the gap. People leaving the schooling system, people who have been without a job for some time will finally have some opportunity. But, we're in an election mode, as you said. All the politicians out there are making promises or criticizing each other. And elections, I was thinking about it, there's two possibilities. It can either be really positive for the country in election, or it can be negative. And we, as South Africans, I think we're going to have to try and, we want to be a democracy, we are a democracy. But when it's positive, it leads to renewal, a mandate for these kind of reforms, a mandate for good, sound policy. If it's bad, we've seen in other countries, even advanced countries, it becomes very destabilizing, populist, unsustainable policies. And I'm hoping we don't go down that path with our upcoming elections.
Dr. Kenneth Creamer, Senior Lecturer in the Wits School of Economics and Finance. I appreciate your insights. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
There you go. Just a little bit more. Trying to extract a bit more out of what the president had to say, as much as one can, really, given the tone of that speech, really, which was, as should be expected, as we should have expected, a reflection over the journey that has been traveled over the last 30 years, and of course the last 5-6 years of his own presidency. 16 after 8. Power Breakfast.